Okay, so we're about to give a shiur on Avabasa Daf Dalet Amud Beis on the Mishnah of Makif V'Nikaf. I would like to make this a shiur that applies to practical halacha. So I'm going to start off with shooting two questions which I think are relevant to the discussion we will bring up in the Mishnah. Let's give the following scenarios. Scenario number one is Reuven and Shimon are both standing on the street trying to flag a taxi. Reuven manages to flag the taxi. He gets in, starts to drive, and Shimon runs up, knocks on the door. The taxi driver stops. So Reuven rolls down his window. Shimon says, "Where are you headed?" He says, "I'm going to Beit Vegan." So Shimon says, "Great, that's exactly where I need to get to." Jumps in, and they drive off to Beit Vegan. And when they reach there, the question is, does Shimon have to join in the payment together with Reuven? Or do we say Reuven was going anyway, so Shimon can benefit because Zenen of Zeluchasar? That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is going to be very similar, but we'll see if perhaps different, is that Reuven called a taxi by phone. He goes out to the street and he's waiting for the taxi to come. Shimon comes by. He says, "Oh, I was just about to call a taxi myself. Where are you headed?" Says Reuven, "I'm headed to Beit Vegan." Shimon says, "I need to get there too. Let me join the ride with you." And Shimon joins the ride together with Reuven. And the question is, here too, does Shimon have to pay together with Reuven or not? So these are the questions we're going to be dealing with, and we'll start off with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah on Bava Basa Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, "Hamakif es chaveru mishalosh ruchosa v'gadras harishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishis ein mechay v'noisai." When the Makif puts three walls around his friend, so then his friend, the Nikaf, doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im amad v'gadras harivis megaldin ala v'sakol. If the Nikaf made the fourth wall, so we obligate him to pay for the first three walls. There's a bunch of different ukimtas in the Gemara here, but the ukimta which seems to be la halacha is the way Tosis here on the spot, Tosis Dibur Masel Im, points out is the very last ukimta, which is in accordance with the way we just explained, and in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, which means that Rabbi Yossi says, if the Nikaf puts the fourth wall, then we obligate him to pay for the first three walls. Mashma, if the Makif would have done all four walls, then the Nikaf would not have to pay. This is the Ukimta, and this is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and that's how the Psak Halacha is. It's interesting that the Gemara in Bava Kama, which we'll see immediately, refers only to this ukimt of the Gemara and seeks to bring proof from it. And I don't know how the Gemara knows that it's this specific ukimta to go along with. I searched 1,400 Sfarim and no one talks about it. I didn't really do it myself. It's just in the Maftechas of Shapsi Frankel on Bava Kama and Bava Basra that they searched 1,400 Sfarim and on places. No one talks about why the Sukkimta is taken more to be la halacha, but that's how it is. Okay, so that's what we'll go along with. Fine. So now that we have the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and we know what it is that he's saying in the halacha perspective, now let's give an analysis. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses the halach of zenen of zelo chaser. When one person is a nene, he benefits monetary benefit
from what someone else's property. But zelo chaser, the second person did not lose anything thereby. So what's the halach? Zenen of zelo chaser? Is it chayv? Is it potter? The Gemara proves from Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Amud Beis says like this: Tashma from our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, im amat nikaf agadar sarvis megalgin l'nala v'sakol. If the nikaf
puts the fourth wool, and he has to pay for the first three. Taima de gada nikaf, hamakif pater. Mashma that if the fourth wool was put up by the makif himself, he's pater. Shma mina zenene vezeli chaser pater. So Gemara wants to learn from here that we can deduce that zenene vezeli chaser is pater. Says Tosfos, the Bura Masel Taima, hold on. If you say Zenen of Zelachasa Potter, say how come if the Nikaf makes the fourth wool, why is he obligated to pay? Zenen of Zelachasa. Vim Toymari, Zenen of Zelachasa Potter, afilu amad Nikaf Nami. Answers Tosfos, Vyesh Loimar, Shani amad Nikaf, de Gali Adate, de Nichale Behoitza'a. When the Nikaf puts the fourth wall, his galidate, he has shown, he has presented that his das is that it's nichale baitza, he is happy with the expense. And that's why he's chayef. These are very the crucial words of Tosfos here. They're quoted by Poskim in Shulchan Aruch, in Poskim Lalacha. This is going to be the crux of our focus here. So Tosfos says, which means again what? That even though Zenen of Zelachas is Patur, but when the Nikaf puts the fourth wall, so he's Megaladas that he's happy with an expense, and therefore he's Chayef to pay for the first three walls. And that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah in Bava Basra, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. There are many cases that this galidate can be applied to. I'll present one that the Noida Biuda says. The Noida Biuda talks about a case when a Talmud Chacham, he wrote a pirush on a Masechta and Shas, and he goes over to the printer. He says, "I'd like you please to type up for me the Masechta and put my pirush on the bottom." That printer did this. He printed up the sefer for the Talmud Chacham. After it's printed, the printer decided he would like to print the Masechta. He has already all the everything set up, so he just took off the pirush that the Talmud Chacham had written, and he wanted to reprint the Masechta. And the question is he allowed to do it without paying that Talmud Chacham, or he needs to pay him because he's using something that was made for the Talmud Chacham? The Neid Biuda says, Galidata de Nichalei Baitza. What does that mean? The printer, he cannot take those plates and make Sfarim with it for free, because he needs to go and pay more money for the paper and for the binding. So he's Galidata de Nichalei Baitza. He has shown that he wants to add more money in order to accomplish the task. So if you want to add more money, so you got to pay for the old Haitza also. So that's why the printer would have to pay the Talmud Chacham based on this Svara. So this is an example. Any time that you would want to pay more money, Galidata, Denichele, Behaitza, you're interested in putting in more money into this project, so then that obligates you to pay for the expenses for everything that came before also. Okay, so now we're going to analyze this Tosfos, this Galidata de Nichalei Baitza, is really a very, very problematic phrase. Just maybe before I do that, let's just backtrack for a second. What would be in the case if we just analyze the question with the taxis based on what we've seen so far? Now, in the case with the taxis, Reuven got into the taxi. In both cases, Shimon was going to pay for his own taxi to drive to Beit Lagan. So it's true that he didn't actually need to do that because he was able to join Reuven, but it should have a galidate de nichale bahitza. And if we take the simple understanding of these words, so in both cases we say, listen, it's true that Shimon would even possibly have a Zenen of Zelo Chaser, but there's a Svar that supersedes that, like we see in Tosfos. Even though we should apply the principle of Zenen of Zelo Chaser Pater, nevertheless, if it's a Galidata de Nichele Baitza, he's Chayev. So here also, Shimon, by virtue of the fact that he was willing and on deck to take a taxi and pay for it, he's a galidate denichalei baitza, so he should be chayav in both cases. Nevertheless, we're going to now go back to analyzing the Tosfos and presenting a different understanding and perspective of these words, and then reanalyzing the case with the taxis. There are two major problems with the simple understanding in Tosfos of Galidata de Nichalei Baitza. One is from a Gemara, and one is Misvara. From a Gemara. There's a Gemara Mefereshes in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the continuation of that sugya. The Gemara says like this, HaSoicher Bais Meruven Malus Char L'Shimon. Someone who rents a house from Reuven has to pay Shimon. The Gemara says, Shimon Ma Avidetai. Why would you have to pay Shimon if you rented a house from Reuven? Hachi Kamar. Nimtza Bais Shel Shimon Malo Lo Sachar. If you rented a house from Reuven, and then it was discovered that really the house belongs to Shimon, so you have to pay Shimon Malo Lo Sachar. Ask the Gemara, Tarti? Why? Why do you have to pay him? Why do you have to pay him? It's a Zenen of Zelo Chaser. So the Gemara says, Hadakai Mala Agra. We're talking specifically in a case where this isn't stam a house, this is a hotel room, this is something that's intended for renting, and because a person went and lived there, created a situation that no one else could rent that hotel room, so it's a zenen and vizeh chaser. But the Gemara obviously is saying that if it's a zenen and vizeh loy chaser, if it was just stam a house, so then he's potter from paying, he doesn't have to pay Shimon. And here all the Achronim jump up and attack Tosfos from this Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara. Why? Because here there's no greater Galidata than Nichalei Baheitza. The guy went over to Reuven and said, I would like to rent the room for you, I'll pay for it. So he's a Galidata than Nichalei Baheitza. He said he would like to pay. And yet the Gemara says Mefurish that in such a case, Zenen Ebezele Chaser is Pater. So the Rashash on the spot asked the question in Daf Chaf Aleph, L'chayr my kushya kevin the sachar meruvin aregali adata de nichalei behaitza'a. Rashash asked the question and remains with the difficulty. The Nachlas David in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Amud Beis asked the question on Tosfos, and he's chaylet on Tosfos. He argues with Tosfos, he disagrees with Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzis asked the question. It seems to be a very difficult question. Okay, that's number one. So that's from Gemara. Now we'll go to a second question, which is Misvara. I don't get it. Reuven built three walls around Shimon's yard. Good? Let's say each wall's $100. $300, fine. Shimon makes himself a cheshbon like this. It's worth for me $100 to have a fourth wall. I'll pay $100, I'll make myself a fourth wall. That's good. Now we come over to Shimon and say, ah, Galiadate, you showed that you're willing to pay. Now you got to join in paying for the first three walls also. They were $300, you got to pay another $150. So Shimon ends up paying not $100, but $250, right? So Shimon says, one second, but I'm not willing to pay $250, not worth that much for me. It's worth for me $100, yeah, not $250. So it's galidate that I'm willing to pay a little bit, but not that I'm willing to pay a lot. What's the svara? Interesting to note that in the Noida Yehuda, he brings up such a mahalach, and he says, in the case that we discussed before, when the printer wants to print the Masechta of the Talmud Chacham, he says, lest the printer claim he's willing to invest a little bit money in printing up the Masechta, because once he has the plates, all he needs to do is have the paper and the binding. But if you're going to have him pay a lot, because he has to pay for putting the letters in place also. Wow, that much he's not willing to pay. So he's Gali Adate, he wants to pay only a little bit, but not that he wants to pay a lot. Says the Neid Abiyuda, that would have been a good Svara, like you see in Tosis. Not like that. Okay. But then we must wonder, yeah, but it is a good Svara. What happened to the Svara? Like, that is logical. I could hear the guy saying loud and clear, you know, I'm willing to pay a little bit, but I'm not willing to pay a lot. Why are you obligating me based on a Gali Adate? The whole obligation comes because I'm Megaladas, because I showed my willingness. But my willingness was only for a small sum and not for a large sum. My willingness was only for the $100 of the fourth wall. I'm not willing to pay for the first three walls. Why are you obligating me? So we have Akasha Migamara and Akasha Misvara, very, very difficult tosis, and we really need to figure this out because this is so Nogea LaHalacha. There are so many cases that this Svara of Gali Adate Dinichu Lo Baitzai is going to be applicable to, such as the one with the printer, which could be in many different ways. You know, it happens all the time that someone goes over to a company, asks for a certain service, they develop something, they make a product, and then the question is, can they use what they've developed and take it further by themselves or not? Right? That's just like the printer and the cases with the taxis. This has many, many different applications. Okay. So, what we're going to do is present now a different pshat in Gali Adate Dinichu Lo Baitzai, which Mirtz Hashem will be logical and will answer all the questions. And based on that, we'll see how this plays itself into halacha. The svara, I will present it now in the name of the Divrei Malkiel. As we go along, I'll give more of the sources of others who say the svara. And the svara of the Divrei Malkiel explains as the follows. Says if a Shimon puts the fourth wall, he's Iglai Milsa, that he becomes a Shutaf in this Pa'ula. And it turns out that if he's a Shutaf, so he should have paid half of the Hotzos to begin with. And that's why he has to pay everything. Eile Divrei HaDivrei Malkiel. Right? That what? That it's Iglai Milsa that it becomes a Shutaf. Now, that's basically the words he says, but we need to understand what's going on. Why is it Iglai Milsa becomes a Shutaf? Why don't we say, like the question, that, you know, so what if he built the fourth wall? What does that have to do with the first three? What makes him a Shutaf Lemafreya? So, the way I understand it and I explain it is like this. Reuven builds the first three walls. Reuven knows when he built those three walls that right now Shimon has no use for those walls, because unless there's a fourth wall, it doesn't really help Shimon. It doesn't make a proper shmira, proper guarding. Okay, so Reuven thinks to himself, so I'm building three walls, it's my expense. But he has in the back of his head, I know that it could be, it's possible, it's yitachin, that Shimon is going to want to use those walls. Now, if he's going to want to use those walls, so he should pay me for it. There's no reason I should have to pay for the walls all by myself if me and Shimon together are going to be using the walls. But kol zman that Shimon is not using those walls, there's really no logic to obligate Shimon to pay. Once Shimon is using those walls, then it's very logical he should pay, because he's using Git together with me, on par with me. Me and him together are using those walls. Why shouldn't he pay for it? Therefore, when Reuven builds the first three walls, the Umdana, the Aldas, is that those three walls I will pay for by myself, as long as I'm using it by myself. But I am leaving room, I'm allowing for Shimon, if he so desires later on, to at any point, to use those walls, he will become a shutaf lumafreya. He will become as if he's my partner from the beginning, and therefore he's going to join me in building those walls, and he'll pay me the $150 for the three walls. That's the svar of shutaf lumafreya. Now that's very logical from Reuven's end. You know what? It's logical from Shimon's end too. Because Shimon will think to himself, yeah, why should I get it for free? But as long as it's three walls, I'm not benefiting anything. I shouldn't have to pay anything. Fine, you don't have to pay. But if you want to use them, why should Reuven have to pay for you? Reuven built something that you could use if you're going to pay for it. So pay for it. Pay for half of it. That's galidate de nichalei baitza. What does that mean? It's galidate that he's willing to become a shutaf lemafreya. He's willing that the original expense will be done in a partnership with him. Possibly, as a dikdukit, I would rephrase Tosfos and say it's not galidate de nichalei behaitza, but galidate de nichalei bahaitza. Not galidata de nichalei to pay an expense of the fourth wall, behoitza, but rather galidata de nichalei bahoitza in the expense that was done already in the first three walls. That's the svara that the Divri Melkil presents. Now, that svara, that explanation in Tosfos, I also found Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says, I haven't found it in the regular Kisvei Hagrach, but in the Hotzah of Oraisa, they have a special volume of Chidushei Reb Chaim stencil on Bava Kama, and that's how he explains the Tosfos here. In addition, it's interesting that the Ur Sameach in Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda Pergimel Halacha Tes, he brings this Svara, and he says this Svara is not like Tosfos. I can't understand why. He brings a svara. It's a beautiful svara, and it fits like a glove with Tosfos. It's a beautiful svara that fits with Tosfos. Why shouldn't we assume that is the svara of Tosfos? I don't know, unless there's... it's funny but to think like that. Maybe there's a Tos Sefer in the Ur Sameach, and where he says that it's Ein Divrei Tosfos Mukrachin, it should be Divrei Tosfos Mukrachim, and the word Ein was somehow slipped into there. I don't know. I don't make Hagos in Ur Sameach, but Al Kopanim, this Svara is there. This Svara is there in the Divrei Malkiel, in Reb Chaim, and in the Ur Sameach. Now, the Divrei Malkiel brings a beautiful raya to this Pshat and Tosfos, which I think is a raya she'ena le'atshuva. The Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Hey brings an almost, a very similar, almost exactly the same scenario. It's in the Mishnah. What happened? Reuven needs to build a wall between him and Shimon, which is 4 amas high. 4 amas is sufficient. But Reuven goes and builds a wall that's higher, let's say 6 amas. So Shimon doesn't have to pay for the extra 2 amas because Reuven built it of his own volition and he didn't create any partnership. Now says the Mishnah, what happens if Shimon goes and builds another wall next to it, which is 6 amas high, evidently to put a ceiling from one to another? So then he has to pay for the extra 2 amas that Reuven did above his wall. Says Tosfos, why does Shimon have to pay? It's a zenen of zeloi chaser. He says, "Afal gav de zenen of zeloi chaser potter mikol makom kaven de galidate de nichale behagbaha chayav." He's galidate that it's nichale with the hagba, with the extra 2 amas that Reuven built. And he says, "B'chein mashma beper keitz at a regel." He brings this gemara in Bavakama daf chaf, which the same Gemara we're dealing with. So this is obviously the exact same Svara as Artosis and Bava Kama. Yet he doesn't say Galidata Denichalei Behaitza, he says Galidata Denichalei Behagba. So we're not referring to the Nichusa in the second wall that he builds, in the extra expense, but rather in the Nichusa that he has for the old expense, for the Hagba. So just like Tosfos over there says Galidata Denichalei Behagba, the extra 2 amas, so here also it would be galidata denichalei bahaitza'a in the Zegili Das that he's happy with the first three wools, as opposed to in the fourth wool. That's L'chayra, a raya she'ena le'atshuva, to prove that that is the Pshat and Tosfos here. Now, based on the explanation I've just given, we can now go back to the questions that we brought up regarding the taxis. We'll say like this. In the first scenario, Reuven entered the taxi. He tells the taxi, take me to Beit Vegan. Shimon goes, knocks on the window, says, where are you going? Beit Vegan? Oh, great, that's exactly where I need. He jumps in. My logic would be as follows. Here, Shimon should be allowed to go for free, and it's not and because Zenin of Zalei Chaser. Why don't we say Goli Adata Denichalei Behoitza? Because how did we explain the Svara of why Shimon needs to pay for what to become a partner in what Reuven paid already? Because when Reuven created the partnership, this is a kind of a thing that lends itself to having other people join in later as partners. Which means, when Reuven builds those first three walls, so it's true, on the spot, Shimon is not benefiting from it, but this is a kind of thing that Shimon could come later on and say, oh, those three walls I would like to join as a partner retroactively, l'mafreya. So then we say the Svara that when Reuven built those walls, they were built allowing Shimon to become his partner retroactively. But what happens if it's a kind of thing that when Reuven builds it, the normal sequence of events is that Shimon would never come and become a partner? So then, my logic says, there's no such thing as Shutfus L'mafreya in such a scenario. So that would be the case with the taxi. Why? Because when Reuven enters the taxi, he tells the gets into the taxi, he has just rented the services of the taxi driver, says, take me to Beit Vegan. Now, right now, Reuven has already obligated himself to pay the 30 shekel of the trip to Beit Vegan. And this is a kind of a thing that normally, under the normal sequence of events, no one else would be joining him in that taxi ride. So that means this is his thing. It's his baby. It's his expense, and that's all. It's his ride and his expense. Comes along Shimon and says, I'd like to join the ride. Hey, that doesn't make a Shutfus L'mafreya, because Shutfus L'mafreya is only shaykh in a kind of a thing where the beginning of the creation of that expense is one that would lend itself to having partners join in. So a wall is something that partners could later use. Shimon could later use my wall. But the trip to Beit Vegan is something that normally no one would join in. So I've obligated myself already. I, Reuven, obligated myself, 30 shekel, I'm taking that trip to Beit Vegan. And when Shimon comes later, Zenen of Zalei Chaser, I already have that trip to Beit Vegan. Shimon joins, let him enjoy it. Zenen of Zalei Chaser, it would be a midas tum if I would take money. However, in the second case, would be a little bit different. Why? Because when Reuven calls up the taxi company, he says, please send me a taxi, he has not yet hired the taxi. He's requested of the company to send him a taxi. What is hiring the taxi? Hiring the taxi is when you actually enter the taxi and tell the taxi driver, here I am in your taxi, please take me to Beit Vegan. So then, when Shimon approaches Reuven, before Reuven has entered the taxi, and says, you're going to Beit Vegan, I would like to join the ride. So then, the entering of the taxi is done together, Reuven and Shimon. If so, why should Reuven have to pay the full price and Shimon go for free? They enter the taxi together. That's an implied hiring, joint hiring of the services of the taxi driver. So therefore, my logic would be that Reuven and Shimon should each split the 30 shekel, and Reuven is full, has full permission to demand partnership of Shimon. Now, when I've spoken over with people these scenarios, so people have different opinions about taxis and taxi drivers, when the hiring is done, is it perhaps with the phone call, or when Shimon jumps in, does he have to pay the taxi driver? I'm just going based on my assumption of the reality that we're not dealing with the taxi driver at all, and that hiring the taxi is done by entering the taxi cab. That's when the hiring is done. And based on the analysis of how Tosfos explains Rabbi Yossi, the Gali Data, the Nichalei Baitza, and how the Divrei Malkil and Reb Chaim explain Tosfos, that the pshat is that I'm showing a nichusa in being a partner l'mafreya. So then, based on that, I would say the halacha in the taxi cases is that in the first case, when Shimon is in the taxi already, he's hired him. When Reuven, excuse me, is in the taxi already, he's hired him. When Shimon jumps in, Shimon is potter. Zenenev zelachaser. In the second case, when they jump in together, it's a joint partnership, and then they would both be obligated to pay half of the taxi fare to Beit Vegan. Thank you for joining.